Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Dumper Experience Part 3. I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.dateme.tips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing Dumper Experience Part 3. So today is the final part of the Dumper Experience miniseries. Next week, I plan to start a new miniseries discussing the stages a dumpee is likely to experience. Please subscribe and ring the bell so you are notified when I upload new content. So today's podcast, it is, as I've said, the final part of the Dumper Experience miniseries. For those of you who've been listening to part one and part two, you will remember that at the end of part two, we was getting to the moment where the dumper has started to think to themselves that maybe single life isn't all that great. It's possible that they have had a few short relationships during this time, but the likelihood is that these would not have lasted very long indeed. And everything else they have started to try since they've become single has now started to lose its appeal. The honeymoon period of single life is well and truly over. Spending time with friends that you've started to reconnect with all of a sudden for the dumper doesn't seem quite as exciting, fresh and new as it did at the beginning. And if maybe a dumper has decided to take up some hobbies, maybe they was old hobbies, maybe they are new hobbies, again, they've started to lose a little bit of sparkle in their life. And this is the moment where the dumper will have to reflect and look at themselves in the mirror. Because once the honeymoon period of being single has ended, the dumper is left with a realisation that single life isn't as easy and isn't necessarily as great as they considered it might have been when they ended the long-term relationship that they had with the dumpee. So at this moment, the dumper started to think to themselves, look, okay, I've had this fun, I've done these experiences that I wanted to have as a single person, but now I'm starting to feel slightly empty, I'm starting to feel lonely, I'm starting to feel like there's got to be something more to life than what I am feeling right now. It's just not really happening, it's just not really transpiring the way that I expected it to be. Things are not as great as I imagined in my mind when I ended my long-term relationship and I decided to embark on this journey of single life. I did start to think to myself, look, you know, I'm hoping to do this, this and this. Well, I've done those things now and I've still got a big hole in my life. I was thinking originally that if I ended the current relationship I was in, then I could get what I wanted. But now I've realised that this is not likely to have happened. You know, I'm all of a sudden not feeling everything that I was hoping. And that is what the dumper is now likely to be going through. They're holding a mirror to themselves. They're looking in that mirror. They're asking themselves, where did I go wrong? How's this happened? How am I alone? How am I single? How am I not in a loving relationship? How am I not having fun? Why is none of this happening? And depending on how the dumpee has behaved during this whole process, will now make the decision for the dumper. So if the dumpee has done everything right, and I've done numerous podcasts on these subjects, on the hints, tips and advice that I suggest dumpees implement if they've been dumped and want to try to get their ex back. If a dumpee has done these things correctly and sufficiently, if they have implemented my version of a no contact rule, amongst other things that you can find in my other podcasts, please check them out. Then the dumpee would have likely risen the level of romantic emotional attraction that the dumper feels for them. So at the end of the relationship, the dumper would have felt a very low level of romantic emotional attraction for the dumpee. That is why the relationship ended. But over time, a combination of the dumper not enjoying single life anymore, and the dumpy doing everything right, both of these things combined, would slowly start to raise the level of romantic emotional attraction that the dumper feels for the dumpy. And at this moment, at the moment when the dumper is reflecting, at the moment when the dumper is holding a mirror up to themselves, if the dumpy is done enough, and if the level of romantic emotional attraction has got to the necessary point, that is when the dumper will reach out to the dumpy. Now, it's important to say that when a relationship ends, the level of romantic emotional attraction is very low. But the depths in which it has plummeted will vary from breakup to breakup. And this is because, depending on the relationship, the breakup and the aftermath, will dictate how low the level of romantic emotional attraction finally fell. And if it has dropped to rock bottom, this will mean it will be very difficult for the level of romantic emotional attraction to grow to the necessary point for the dumper to want to reach out to the dumpy. So as time goes on, this can grow, but it will grow very, very slowly. And in some instances, if it has plummeted so low, the level of romantic emotional attraction will never be able to recover to the necessary point. There is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. And in some instances, the dumper will never feel the desire to reach out to the dumpy again. That is just the reality of the situation. And here I tell you the truth. Okay, it's not always what you want to hear, but this is the truth and the reality of the situation. The level of romantic emotional attraction must hit a certain point before the dumper will reach out to the dumpy. And this will likely have grown slowly and slowly and slowly, day by day by day, if the dumpy has done everything right and if the dumper has not had a successful single life experience. Now, there are some exceptions to the dumper having an unsuccessful single life. Sometimes the dumper will be enjoying single life for a lot longer than the average. The honeymoon period of single life might go on for a lot longer. The dumper might decide that they want to relocate. Maybe they want to go traveling. Maybe they will make a new connection, which although may have started in a reboundy type way, might actually develop into something more serious. These are things we have to consider. And again, in these instances, this will mean that the dumper will not at this stage reconnect with the dumpy. So everything is dependent on the dumper's journey to this moment and how the dumpy has behaved. But if everything aligns at this moment, this is when the dumper will reach out to the dumpy. And if you are a dumpy and you want to try to get your ex back, this is when you have every chance of reconnecting with your ex and building a new, more solid relationship with them. But as I've described, this is a two-way street. This isn't just based on what the dumper is going through, it's what the dumpy has done. It's how the dumpy has gone through self-improvement and made sure they've used the hints and tips and advice that I give on trying to reconnect with your ex. So as a dumpy, what you must do is concentrate on your journey. You can't do anything with what the dumper is going through. You can only control the controllables, and that is what you must concentrate on. You might be in a position where you've done everything right, but unfortunately for you, the dumper has decided to extend the honeymoon period of single life, or maybe just maybe they've made a connection which has developed longer term. In these instances, there is nothing a dumpy can do. But the worst thing a dumpy can possibly do is not concentrate on their own journey. If a dumpy does not do the right things, then they will never know if their ex, the dumper, would ever have been in a position where they might wanted to have reconnected, because that won't happen. If a dumpy doesn't do the right things, then they will never know if a level of romantic emotional attraction would have risen to the necessary point in their dumper's eyes, and that the dumper would then have reached out. All we can do is concentrate on our own journey and our own part of the job. It is not in the dumpy's hands to consider how the dumper will navigate their way through single life. This can't be controlled. It is not a controllable. The dumpy must control the controllables, and that is their own journey and their own life. Doing the right things, not reaching out to their ex, becoming a better person every single day. Do everything you can and place yourself in the best possible position. But if your dumper gets to the stage where they are self-reflecting, where they do lift the mirror to their face, And if they are starting to consider whether they've made a mistake or not, you need to make sure that your level of romantic emotional attraction is high enough that the dumper decides to contact you rather than think to themselves, you know what, I made the right decision. Even though I'm not enjoying single life right now, even if things have gone a little bit flat, a little bit low, things don't feel quite as great as I'd hoped, I certainly know that I made the right decision in ending that relationship, because I would have felt even worse if I'd stayed in it. That, as a dumpee, is what you don't want to happen. So you make sure you do your bit, and then everything else is in the hands of a dumper, and that is nothing you can control. Do your own thing, move forward with your life, and don't clock watch. With or without your ex, you will have a positive future. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.
Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get them back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach. Giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site. Giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next. Ain't no sweat, you know Vincent Bo got you. Finding love, ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.